So in that wonderful prayer in Lesson 189, when Jesus says, forget this world, forget this course, and come with holy empty hands unto your God, which is the final line of the whole passage, which kind of makes the point that, that we should set aside everything we believe about everything, including God, which obviously would also mean including this course, and come with holy empty hands unto your God, which means without the past. But we should come with wholly empty hands unto A Course in Miracles, come with wholly empty hands unto any relationship or any experience you have within the relationship. And be aware of how we don't do it. And even more to the point, be aware of how much we don't want to do it. How terrifying it is to see someone, especially someone whom you know, and see that person for the first time, which means you're not projecting anything. When we project, which we do all the time, what are we projecting? We're projecting our guilt. We're projecting our neediness, which comes from our guilt. Which means we're projecting a thought system of sin, guilt, and fear, which means we're projecting a thought system of linear time, where we think there's a past. Which makes it impossible to ever love anyone. It makes it impossible ever to be kind to anyone. Without there being a hidden agenda. I'm kind to you because I'll get something back. People will think I'm a nice person. You'll think I'm a nice person, etc. There's always a hook. Unless you come from the holy instant, which means there is no past. And when I'm with you, all that I perceive is an extension of the love that I have chosen within me. And if I have no need that you be a certain way, I will hear either you're expressing love to me, or your fear of that love. And it will make no difference to me what it is. Because if you're afraid of love or you're expressing love, I will still love you. And my mouth will say whatever it is that's helpful in loving. My body will do whatever it is that is helpful in loving. Just like to go back to the example of a pianist who's playing Beethoven sonata. Your hands know the notes. Right? Your fingers know what to play. All right, just like your mouth knows how to speak English. Right? Then you get out of the way. So a great pianist playing a great sonata will get out of the way, and the music will just flow through. That's the artist you want to hear. When you are with someone, you will get yourself out of the way, which means you're not looking at that person through the eyes of your ego, and then love will just express itself through you, and you will do and say whatever will be helpful. You don't have to give it a thought. To really practice this course right-mindedly means you will become thoughtless, not in the sense of insensitive. You will be thoughtless. When Gora used to teach, my wife Gora used to teach, she had a phrase, and she would say that you should be thunk. Right, it's not really a word, but everybody knows what it means. All right, you're out of the way, and then the thoughts are thought through you. The right-minded thoughts come through you, and whatever you say is loving and kind and helpful. Right? You practice a piano piece, you practice any piece, you practice a song if you're a singer, right? And then you get out of the way. And then the music just plays through you. The love just flows through you. So you use your past only to get you to the point when you could let go of the past. So the Course tells us the purpose of time is to learn there is no time. So the purpose of our learning the past, learning from the past, which we all have to do, in other words, you couldn't read this book if you did not know English or any other language that the Course comes in. But you need that only so far to get you in the right place at the right time. Then get out of the way. Then the love will take over. So you don't plan anything. You know, a healed mind doesn't plan, Lesson 135 says. You know, it carries out the plans of a wisdom, capital W, not its own. I remember speaking once to a friend who was speaking of a great musician, and said that this person took risks. And the problem with someone who was not such a great musician was that he did not take risks. What that means is, just your usual humdrum musician, Or it doesn't take risks because that person knows the notes and knows how to play them, and it's safe. The one who takes risks puts the music aside once you've learned it. Right? And then you get out of the way and you're not in control anymore. And there's always the risk, well, something might screw up. But an even greater risk that you take is that nothing would screw up and you have lost the chance because you become afraid of the love. Right? One way of understanding what trust means in this course, which is kind of implicit in the first characteristic of God's teachers in the manual, is that you trust a power that is in you but is not of you. You trust the love that is in you but is not of you, meaning not of your ego. And so to the eyes of the world, you're taking a risk. Right? To the right mind, you're just being certain. The risk is when you operate out of guilt. Because then what you are risking is your own murder. Because when you operate out of guilt, you're attacking. And when you attack someone, you'll believe someone is justified in attacking you back. And you'll believe that person will attack you back. Whether the person does it or does not is irrelevant, you'll believe that. And every once in a while, you might really get someone angry who might really attack you. That's the risk. There's no risk in coming from the holy instant. There's no risk in coming from this place of love.